FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is, well, today's 9/17/19. Month is more than half over. Got rising metals prices. We've got plunging interest rates. The 10-year, the 30-year, they're all at record lows. Inverted yield curves is leading to negative interest rates. Hey, by the way, what's your opinion of negative interest rates? Good, bad, ugly? Just email us, let us know, kl@kerrylutz.com. And hey, we might even read your email on the show if it's really good. We'll probably read it anyway, but if it's really great, we might just have you on the show. But what is the effect of negative interest rates? What's that going to do to the economy? They've got them in Europe now, negative interest rate mortgages. Hey, I'm all for them. Every month you owe less money and you don't have to pay it back. I mean, sounds great, doesn't it? Well, somebody who's an expert in mortgages, who gets it, her name is Debbie Boyd, been on the show before. You can find her at Money Strategies with Debbie, and that's DEBBIE.com. And Debbie, welcome back. So negative interest rates, it's standing the world on its head, isn't it?
It is. Thanks for having me back on the show. Yeah, we have something similar to that here in the States. It's called a reverse mortgage, and it's got people in a tizzy as well, because I don't still think we're used to that. We're used to knowing that if we have all of our bills paid, the safest route for us to take is having everything paid for free and clear. And that's just not the case.
Mm-hmm. So just tell us how this negative interest rate works and how it is related to reverse mortgages.
Well, so in Denmark, the big article was out that they have a reverse interest rate on regular home loans, which means that when the people make their payments, clients are actually getting a piece of that mortgage forgiven. And so they're not paying back the entire amount, but for doing that, they do pay a small fee, but they're having their loans actually forgiven. And it's caused quite the stir when it hit our media over here in the States. But we do something very similar, and you know, we're just not used to it, is a reverse mortgage. So a reverse mortgage is an FHA product that the government endorses, and they actually underwrite and approve. And it allows people over the age of, in some cases, 60, in other cases, 65, to get a loan on their home and get money out of their home, yet continue to live in the home debt-free. So they're actually pulling money out of their home like a cash-out refinance, but they're not having to pay it back. Right. So a lot of people, when they first talk to me about a reverse mortgage, say, this is too good to be true. It's a scam. Who owns my house? I guess that the government has my house or whatever. And no, I mean, if you have a mortgage currently, like I might have with Wells Fargo or Bank of America or somebody, you're paying interest rates in, and you're paying money on that interest every single month. Well, with a reverse, you're able to get money out and not make a payment because the house is taken over and the house now makes payments on your behalf. So money and equity is actually coming out of the home, but you get all of that money to use for your living expenses. So it's a way to make our money stretch further.
Mm-hmm. So aren't there a lot of reverse mortgages, Debbie, that are currently in default?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Financial Survival Network is brought to you today by Orin Resources, a junior exploration company with the appetite of a major. It's hot on the trail of the next globally significant discovery, creating enormous potential upside for you, the shareholder. Orin is one of the most aggressive exploration companies pursuing high-grade, scalable gold and copper deposits and has a premier 7-project portfolio, including its 2 flagships, Committee Bay in the Arctic and Sombrero in Peru. Auren's unparalleled technical team and highly experienced management has a history of success in advancing and monetizing exploration assets. No wonder Auren's been called one of the best in the junior exploration sector. Auren trades on the TSX and the NYSE under AUG. To learn more, go to aurenresources.com. That's AURYNResources.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
They may be in default, but there's a lot of regular mortgages in default too. The reason for all the mortgages, whether they're forward or reverse mortgages in default, is because people don't pay their taxes. They don't keep up their insurance. The only thing you have to keep up with a reverse mortgage are your taxes and your insurance. Well, you know, if you and I, at whatever age we are, have a regular forward mortgage and we're not paying our taxes, they're going to foreclose on our house just like they would on a reverse. It's got nothing to do with the mortgage itself. It's got to do with the taxes and the insurance on the property.
So that's where the bulk of the foreclosures take place. And I guess, so with a reverse mortgage, when you pass on, then the house has to be sold and the mortgage paid back. And
Right. But that would happen if you and I passed away and we had an outstanding balance to Bank of America. Say you live in a, you or I live in a regular suburban neighborhood. We have a forward mortgage. I'm hit by a truck today. My kids would take over my estate. My daughter's the executor of my will, and she would have to clean up all my debts, right? So mm-hmm. she would get the money in the checking accounts, the investment accounts, and there'd be a mortgage on that house that she'd have to settle up with the bank. So she would have to call, get the payoff, sell the house, and pay off the loan. This is the exact same way.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, but there's certain requirements to get a reverse mortgage, right?
You do. You have to be over 62 years of age, both people in the home. They do a kind of a test now, a litmus test with your finances. They want to make sure that you have enough money coming in through either a pension or Social Security or investments to pay your taxes and insurance. What happens is a lot of people own their home free and clear. They've been told this tale their whole lives. If you just own your house free and clear, no one can ever take it. But then they get on to a fixed income when they retire. They're maybe living only on Social Security. Taxes, if they are not frozen, keep going up, and people have problems making all their bills. Well, if you don't pay your taxes or your insurance, just like any other mortgage, just like any other bill, they have to continue to pay those. It's only when they quit paying their taxes and insurance that they get into trouble. And sometimes if they're on a fixed income, they let that go.
Yeah, well, I guess it takes a while for the foreclosure process to proceed, especially in those recourse states.
Sure.
And judicial states. So
right.
It's worth the gamble. I know a lot of people did it during the foreclosure crisis. One person I know still living in their house 11 years, mortgage payment free. Yeah, they keep threatening every month that this is the month. But she lived in the place.
Never the month.
Yeah, and she actually has equity in the property now, whereas she was underwater for a large period of time. But now prices in California have gone up so much that she's actually got equity. Probably write a book about this one, but it's still not good enough for her. She still won't settle. And I said, hey, if you can come out a winner on this thing and have several hundred thousand dollars worth of equity, you've done pretty well.
Oh my gosh, start over.
Yeah,
get
exactly.
out from under that.
Yeah, well, that's what a normal person would do. But anyway.
With the reverses, it is a way, and a lot of financial planners are using this now in their practice, and I get a lot of referrals from financial advisors. And we actually have to utilize the equity in the house because they're running out of IRA money or retirement money, and the money in the house has to be accessed from somewhere. Mm-hmm. Well, as a lot of people age, their credit's not so good. They may pay bills late,
right,
or they may have co-signed for other family members and their credit scores aren't so good. Mm-hmm. They can't afford to pay that house note back. So they cannot qualify for a traditional cash out refinance. So if you're, you know, in your 70s, let's say, and your house is free and clear and it's a $400,000 house, you need to access that money. And the only way you can do that is to get a loan against it or sell it. And right. then the people still need to find a place to live. Mm-hmm. So the reverse mortgage is a great way for people to access that money, not have to pay it back and utilize it till their death.
Yeah, I can see where it would really come in handy here. So,
well, you know, we do purchases as well. Mm-hmm. So reverse mortgages can be used as a purchase. So I had a gentleman here near Austin, where I live here in Texas, and he sold $1 million property, pocketed all the cash, and now he's going to buy a $400,000 house, but he's buying it with a reverse mortgage. At his age, he's only having to put about $210,000 down, and the rest of the loan will never be paid. The $180,000 will never be paid because it's a reverse mortgage. So he feels like he's getting his house at $400,000 super on sale at almost half off. And that's true. He is.
Great.
He's living in a $400,000 house for the price of $100,000 or $210,000.
Makes a lot of sense. All right. Well,
yeah.
There's a lot to think
about. Great way to manipulate the money.
Yeah. A lot to think about there, Debbie. Hey, we really appreciate you coming on. So we want to find you. We find you at Money Strategies with Debbie. That's DEBBIE.com. Any questions or comments for Debbie or myself, email us KL@KerryLutz.com. Sounds like an interesting option that's available to homeowners. We appreciate you coming on, Debbie, and explaining it, and have a great day.
Thanks so much. You too. Thanks for having me on.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.